Time to go again to the A Moment of Science mailbag. A listener writes, Dear A Moment of Science, this may be a silly question, but why did we evolve to have 10 fingers and 10 toes? Why not 8? Or only 4?
That's not a silly question. In fact, it's a stumper. The truth is that we don't really know why 10 became the magic number for fingers and toes.
We do know that fingers and toes, or claws, come in several variations. Some mammals have 5 digits on each hand and foot, others have fewer. For example, horses have only 1 hoof per foot, and pigs and camels are cloven-hoofed, meaning that they have 2 toes per foot. Squirrels have 4 toes on each front foot and 5 each on the back feet.
Scientists also know that many animals used to have more fingers and toes. Back in the day, about 400 million years ago, the first vertebrates that crawled out of the ocean commonly had 7 or 8 digits per hand and foot.
But then, for reasons that remain a mystery, a few digits faded away, and 10 or fewer became the norm.
This isn't to say that all mammalian hands and feet are the same. Some animals have digits specifically adapted for climbing. Others sport ferocious claws. And of course, we humans boast a handy opposable thumb.
But when it comes right down to it, we still share many traits with our fellow mammals. And having 10 fingers and 10 toes is one we share with many of them.
This Moment of Science comes from Indiana University.
There are hundreds more Moments of Science on our website at amomentofscience.org, where you can also view videos and sign up for podcasts. Once again, our web address is amomentofscience.org. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.